Good afternoon. Please go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, I wanted to ask the doctor if he thought that all these breakthroughs could be weaponized, and what are some of the downfalls of this new technology?
Thank you, sir.
The question is, can these technologies be weaponized? And the answer, unfortunately, is that, well, any technology can be weaponized. A hammer, for example, is neutral. You can build buildings out of it, but you can also weaponize a hammer so it becomes a sword or becomes a missile launcher. Now, the CIA, back in the 1950s and 60s, instituted something called MKUltra. We thought that the Russians were experimenting on hypnosis and drugs and mind-altering things. And so the U.S. military spent millions of dollars funding through universities and private institutes studies on LSD, studies on hypnotism, mind control, with psychics and all sorts of cockamamie things. Fortunately, nothing came out of it. Not a single piece of usable information came out of this multi-million dollar secret plan called MKUltra, which you can read about on the internet now. However, this technology now that I'm talking about is for real. We're not talking about psychics, we're not talking about charlatans, we're not talking about hocus pocus. We're talking about reproducible experiments in the laboratory. And yes, I think that at some point we have to have an oversight to make sure that people don't try to use this technology for something like mind control.